Greetings. I am Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Today we're wrapping up this week's Advent theme of love. And the Apostle John writes in 1 John 4, 7-9, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. John tells us love came down from heaven when Jesus, the Son of God, entered our world. God revealed He was love and that He loved by giving this greatest of all gifts. And this is part of the reason that gift-giving has become connected to Christmas. And gift-giving can be so hard for this very reason. What we give and how much we spend can be indicators of our love. Now I stress the can be. Amy Carmichael, the missionary to India, once said, "One can give without loving, but one cannot love without giving." And our materialistic culture is full of trappings. So, how can we communicate the love of God in our giving, as John calls us to? How can we think more biblically about our Christmas giving? Well, first, if you want to show God's love, make sure that you do not neglect giving to those who are truly needy. After all, the reason God gave His Son is because of our need. We were children of darkness, so God sent the light of the world. We were starving, so God sent the true bread from heaven. We need to care for those who are truly needy. Second, consider how John calls us to imitate the love God has shown us. And John will go on to say that Christ's atoning sacrifice is the second manifestation of love. We are to love like Jesus did in His incarnation and in paying for our sins on the cross. And you're thinking, Joel, those are two things I cannot do. God put human legs on His heart, a walk of love for all to see that culminated at the cross where Jesus paid the cost for our forgiveness. And yes, friend, we cannot do either of those. But I think John's point is that Jesus' great acts of love reconciled men to God. Jesus gave and loved by His acts of service to men, and so should we, by giving and loving in selfless ways that will push our friends, others, towards their Creator. I'd suggest that selfless acts like buying a hungry person a meal or spending time with a lonely relative do exactly that. You're actually showing people the age to come that Jesus ushered in, the kingdom of heaven, where there are no hungry people, no lonely people. You can push people towards heaven with selfless acts. And as you do, others may ask you, why are you doing what you're doing? And you'll have time, opportunity, to give a reason for the hope within you. Third, let's remember love like God's is costly, but let's not forget who benefits. Paul will say in Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, Be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Paul understands the cost to Jesus. Jesus left heavenly glory for our dark world to add to Himself all our weaknesses. He took on a belly that got hungry, feet that got sore, skin that grew hot. More, He took on a head that would be scratched with thorns, a back to be ripped apart by a whip, hands and feet to be stretched out and pierced, and lungs that struggled to take in air so that He might pray for us. This was so costly, and Paul calls us to imitate God, to imitate Christ, but he helps us by reminding us first that we are God's children. We love and give like the Father's own Son did because we too now are His children. And he also adds, when we do, our Father benefits. Paul says Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Jesus' love was active horizontally, but it was also a gift to His Father. The fragrance of it rose vertically, and the Father benefited. So this Christmas, As we think biblically about loving by giving, let's seek to truly bless the needy ones. Let's seek to give in active ways that push others to God. And let's remember that such love, yes, is truly costly. But now that love has come down, your love can rise up. All your investment of love horizontally has a vertical direction. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.